Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Bright Technologies is the leader in high-density extruders for your wet waste problems. Located in Hopkins, Michigan, USA, Bright has a solution to dewater your sludge. With hundreds of installations worldwide, Bright's extruders have a track record of proven performance and are backed by the best warranty in the industry. You can find them online at sebrightproducts.com. That's SEBRIGHTPROUDUCTS.com, or give them a call today at 269-793-7183. That's 269-793-7183.
This is NIP Impressions for the week of the 29th of September, 2014. The title is Derailed. We have been planning on putting new siding on our house before winter comes. Back in the early summer, we had gotten a bid from one of the big box home centers. Laura said we needed to get at least one other. I agreed. As the summer turns to fall here in Georgia, the pressure is on. So I went to a national referral service, one that is widely advertised on television here in the United States, and picked the top-ranked siding contractor in our area. Called him up, asked him to come out and give us a bid. He showed up last Friday afternoon, took one quick walk around our house, and said $16,800. Not a measurement, picture, clipboard, nothing. Then he said he had done other work in this neighborhood. Want to see it? Sure, why not? So I jumped in his pickup truck, and we drove over one street and got out. I didn't particularly like his work, nor his price. I told him his price was too high, and I didn't find his work that attractive. So I told him thanks, but no thanks, but I would just walk home. This is when things got interesting. He followed me on foot and started trying to argue with me about his offering. I told him it was over, thanks much. He continued walking with me, getting right in my face. He started using the vilest language you ever heard, called me every four-letter word I could possibly recall. I commented that perhaps I should send in a comment to the National Rating Service about his behavior. I shouldn't have done this. His retort was, "I know where you live and I have a bunch of Mexicans I can send over to your house to rough things up." He followed me all the way to my driveway. Laura and I discussed this, the outcome of which was that I filed an incident report with our city police department. Just in case something happens in the future around our home, we'll know where to start looking for suspects. What causes people to behave this way? Oops, first a confession. I have behaved this way or similar to it at times in the past, but not the threat part. As I thought about it, I decided such behavior is a defense mechanism for fear. Actually, that was not an original thought at this point in time. It was a conclusion I reached a long time ago.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
The Light Green Machine Institute annual conference is different than any other conference you will ever attend. We cover topics that are absolutely cutting edge. This year, for instance, you will learn techniques for pulling information from your mill database in ways that will hone in on root causes of problems. You will learn how to fine-tune the liquor cycle in virgin pulp operations. We'll discuss modern stock preparation schemes that eliminate surge capacity. We'll end up with a hands-on tour of a maintenance operation employing the latest methods. All of this comes at a low price, with half the proceeds donated to the Miami University Paper Science and Engineering Foundation. And you'll receive a small library of my books, too. Where will this conference be held? On the campus of Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, from the 26th to the 28th of October. Want more information? Just email me, jimthompson@jthompson@taii.com, with LGMI in the subject line. That is jthompson@taii.com with LGMI in the subject line. I look forward to seeing you there.
And now the conclusion of this week's column.
Yes, such behavior likely comes from deep fear. In this case, I derailed the siding contractor from winning a project. Perhaps he badly needed a project. Perhaps his business was in trouble. He likely was afraid of the future. When you run into this behavior at work or anywhere else, don't be intimidated. The person hurling invectives at you is most likely more afraid of something than you should be of them. If, on the other hand, you are a person that dishes out this kind of vile garbage, I hope you have the tables turned on you so you can see how downright awful this sounds and see how it makes you look. Have the sense to go to school on it if it does happen to you. By the way, the worst thing this guy called me was not all the four-letter words. He called me a miserable old man. These are fighting words. How have you handled such encounters? Are you guilty of such behavior? You may take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, it was imperative in this case that I remain calm and collected, for the other party certainly was not. I also made another mistake. I got in his truck and let him drive me over to the other street before his true colors showed through. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually spoken by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2014 Papri Talo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.